balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Honey, I am like a different woman. I mean, finally one day I kept seeing that commercial. And I said, what the heck? What do I got to lose? I started feeling a little bit better. I was doing more things. So I got my sister on them. I got my daughter on them. They couldn't believe the change in me. I can't say enough about them. I really can't. Those commercials that you all do is the truth.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Yeah. All in favor of just a total earth cleansing? Say aye. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So you have to look at how many things died for you to have your plant-based meal. And as a small farmer, as a guy who has a regenerative farm in Canada, when a tractor goes through a field full of corn or soy, which is what your impossible whatevers are made out of, or your oat milk and all that stuff, if it's still not just sterilized farmland, there'll be salamanders, turtles, bunnies, mice, shrew, butterflies, ladybugs, and all the other ugly ones you don't want to think about. But they get chopped up by the tractor, and then birds come through and just eat all the animal carcasses that powered your oat milk. So,
oopsies.
In another version of reality, you could do what I do, which is I raise grass-fed cows and sheep and pigs that don't just eat grass, they eat a bunch of other stuff. But unless the cow stepped on a frog and that cow eats grass, nothing dies in the creation of that cow. And that cow, if I eat a pound of meat a day, it's going to last me for probably a year and a half. So my deaths per calorie from eating ribeye is 0.001 deaths from my ribeye. And your stupid oat milk has 1,000 dead creatures who died for the making of your animal safe, stupid beverage that gives you diabetes and steals minerals from your bones.
I really love that clip. Oh, your stupid oat milk. I love it. Isn't it the truth, though? I mean, come on. I have so much to share in this hour with you. A big thank you to Dr. Peter Glidden in the last hour. Wasn't he great? And he's just like a whole wealth of knowledge. And the first visit on my show, I think it was 2016, I believe, or 15 when he first came on. And back then, he was even talking about staying away from the vaccine program and outing it for what it was. And he was just really out there with saying what needed to be said, instead of shrinking from that for everybody's approval. And he just was kind of a warrior in that. And I really appreciated him back then, because back then I still thought, oh, is there some shots that are good? Some are bad? No, no. I think the entire program now, with all the research I've done now, is toxic and insane. And we don't know enough about health in this country to understand what that's doing to us instead of what health could do for us, right? Nutrition. So I always talk about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature for that reason. That is the primo product that you guys should be taking, and it's worth it. Balanceofnature.com, code word Kate. Like he said, you got to get nutrition into your body. Otherwise, you're just going to keep putting more money out and endangering your life with all this toxic stuff that's around us and in us. And he said, if you can just up your nutrition. And that's really what he was talking about with cancer. He said, you need a good doctor, but the doctor should be a naturopath. And also, you're really fighting it with nutrition and increasing the immune system, not destroying it through chemo. Makes sense, right? We go and we sign up to destroy our immune system and then hope it rebuilds itself. That's really what we're doing with the whole cancer thing. And when we go with the medical doctors. And so that's why the late Dr. Pitar, I can't believe I have to say the late Dr. Pitar, but that's why he was so vital in this industry too, is because he understood that. And he would have been my go-to in that case because he understood. Same with Dr. Glidden. Both are go-to doctors for me. So if you go to riseupintohealth.com, you get a whole, there, he has like a membership-based program where you can kind of figure out your health options and what to do and the foods to stay away from and the foods to eat and depending on the condition and nutrition loss. And he's wonderful, okay? Riseupintohealth.com. But the website he was talking about was Eiffel, as in Eiffel Tower, eiffelhealth.com. And he had a great conversation with Dr. Joel Wallach, and I wanted to share a couple of things from that conversation with you. Number one, somebody said, Dr. Wallach was talking, Joel Wallach, and he said, you know, come on, I used to hang around my grandmother and she never supplemented her diet. How old was your grandmother? Well, she was 102, so she didn't supplement. Why do I need to? And his comment was, this is so interesting, so I wanted to share this with you. Does she have a wood stove? Oh yeah, she had a wood stove till the day she died, right? What did she do with the ashes of the fire? Well, they threw them out in the garden. Huh. Well, ashes are minerals. And dumb luck, some places have more minerals in them than others, where the trees grow. And when you burn the trees for fuel, when you burn the wood for fuel, the powder that's left in the stove or the fireplace or the fire pit in several countries, if it's not really ashes, it's the minerals that you're left with when you burn away the carbon, the fuel. And they throw out these minerals, aka wood ashes, into gardens, and this is how they got their minerals. And they worked out in the sun and they got their vitamin D, and they ate sweet potatoes and tomatoes, which are rich in vitamin A, and they would eat vegetables and get their vitamin C. And this is how people lived, and they lived off the land, and they had all this fresh stuff, and they planted and they harvested and they ate it that way. And the things were in really good shape for many people. Not everybody, because some places didn't have enough minerals. And then he talked about, which we've talked about on the show before with Melissa, as soon as we invented electricity, right, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September the 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on electricity and everything began to fall apart and we suddenly got seasonal flu. We never had seasonal flu before that. You could literally trace it to that. Because our traditional source of minerals went away. Without the ashes, without the burning, without the things that he was just talking about as well, right? And an ecosystem got locked into four food groups. It got locked into the seven food group pyramid, right? And the people, as a result, are a victim. And the medical system developed pain relief, which is good. Nobody has to be in pain, right? Pain relief. But what they've done in modern times with the pain relief thing is that they've gone almost exclusively to narcotics, which require a prescription. And you can't just go to the drugstore and buy them over the counter. That's not strong enough anymore. So now you have to go in for a prescription. And the doctors became even more clever. And what they do is prescribe only 1 month. They don't give you a prescription for a year. They give you a prescription for a month, right? And so, honey, you know, we have to get our prescription filled. Well, I just got it filled. I know, but it was only for a month. So you go in and they write you a script and they make money for writing you the script, right? And then they run a lot of tests worth a lot of money. And you keep going back for more monthly scripts. And this is how the medical cabal is formed. It's script writers and a lot of prescription pads and off visits often. It's like the well baby checkup. Why do you need a checkup for a baby that's doing fine? You can't tell that it's not fine? Really? You seem to know when you're sick. You seriously don't know if your baby's ill or not, or I don't get the well baby thing. Why are we doing that? The well baby checkup every couple of months. Why? Because they had to run the vaccine program. They wanted you to come in to get shots for a healthy baby. Okay. So anyway, there's a couple things I want to talk about in this hour. I want to talk about aliens because there's a big story today. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about the fires. And so let me play this clip for you. This was news, ABC News on the Canada fires. Okay. So here we go. Let's just listen up because I want you to hear how they treat you like you're a moron. And I'm sure there are some out there, but a moron, you're 3 years old suddenly, and you don't know what to do if there are things about a fire, right? Far away in Canada, and it's in the air. You just don't know what to do, right? You're probably just glued to the news to find out what it is you're supposed to be doing right now. Just listen to how they treat you, okay? And then you can listen to how they shift the narrative. Here we go.
New York City's air quality index peaking above 300 or hazardous, registering among the top five worst major cities worldwide.
This is not the day to train for a marathon or to do an outside event with your children.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. You mean I shouldn't go run 100 miles today? What? Okay, here we go. Sorry. You are a moron is what they really should just be saying. Okay, here we go.
Stay inside, close windows and doors, and use air purifiers if you have them.
In addition to staying inside, medical experts advise wearing a high-quality mask, such as an N95.
In the inside of your home, wear a mask on the inside. That N95 is just sitting there, not getting used from your little mask tree that matched all your outfits from 2020. And I kid you not, the woman talking about this in the ABC report today, full on mask on, okay? From her little mask tree of all the colors of masks. Okay, here we go.
Checking HEPA filters if you have them inside your home and setting air conditioners in your car and house to recirculate. All that smoke is coming from wildfires in Canada.
You mean you couldn't figure that out on your own? Okay.
The country's fire season off to an early start with more than 8.7 million acres burned.
Across the country as of today, there are 414 wildfires burning, 239 of which are determined to be out of control.
While wildfires are not caused by climate change, excessive heat and drought are.
Did you guys get that? There's a little bait and switch. Here we go.
Control.
While wildfires are not caused by climate change, excessive heat and drought are.
Excessive heat is caused by summer. We're in June. Okay, we're in June. And drought, can you prove that? Can you literally prove drought to me in the middle of a monsoon, heavy winter, nothing talked about but winter, even up until we just had rains, last weekend? So can you convince me there's a drought going on? Here we go.
And experts believe that's helping fuel longer and more intense fires.
This smoke and fog over New York and the rest of the Northeast is a warning from nature.
Sorry. It's a warning from nature. Here we go.
That we have a lot of work to do to reverse the destruction of climate change.
Ah, but the fires weren't caused by that. She just said that. she said there's drought and there's summer. So that could be climate change. So that could have happened to cause the what? Are you serious? Schumer again. Here we go.
This smoke and fog over New York and the rest of the Northeast is a warning from nature.
A warning.
That we have a lot of work to do to reverse the destruction of climate change.
Oh, never skips a beat on getting that mantra in there. Same with AOC. Here we go.
According to Stanford researchers, exposure to unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke for several days is the equivalent of smoking 7 cigarettes a day if someone were outside the entire time.
All right, so 21 cigarettes in your entire life, if that's really the case. You're doomed because even they said it's a couple of days, right? 14 cigarettes, I guess, a day. I mean, for the 2 days, 21, whatever. Oh, you are doomed. By the way, she's wearing a mask when she's saying this. One more time.
According to Stanford researchers, exposure to unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke for several days is the equivalent of smoking 7 cigarettes a day.
How dramatic.
If someone were outside the entire time.
If you were outside the entire time, which nobody is, unless you're homeless, I guess. I don't think that's a healthy lifestyle, but okay.
Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Oh, thanks, Alexis, for spitting out that news, even while wearing a mask. And believe me, they're all wearing masks on the news programs to show you how dangerous climate change is. Did you see the little shift in the narrative? Did you see how they tried to correlate the two? A fire is now and forever always climate change. Don't you just love it? Don't you love the lunacy the leftist lunacy, the crazy? They believe it, though. They really do.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Head, I'm a mess. My baby's gone. Grab a dirty shirt with a hole in a stain. Never would have let me leave the house this way. But today, my baby's gone.
Oh, I love this song. It's one of my faves. Kip Moore. Kip Moore, My Baby's Gone. Love it. Kind of sexy fun. I like this song. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com. Order that product, please. Please get healthy. If Dr. Glidden, I just hope people understood that nutrition, we are so lacking. It's causing a lot of our problems. So get to the basis of nutrition with balanceofnature.com. Also, activate FIQ. ActivateFIQ.com. F as in Frank. ActivateFIQ.com to get copper, magnesium, whole sea, cod liver oil, the capsules that actually help with thyroid naturally. This is why our ancestors took it, and we're lacking copper. It's been taken out of our food supply. So please, these products are what I take every day for my multivitamin. That's the equivalent of my multivitamin, and I love them. Also want you to hit up Chaffee too, because I love this product. I don't start my day without it. Get off coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, I wasn't a coffee drinker, but I love this and I love the smell of it. I just think it's amazing. And it's, I guess, very much like coffee, but it's a roasted chocolate bean. So you're getting all these antioxidants every single day from this. It's like eating two cups of blueberries. So you're not getting that out of coffee. And you're getting a lot of acid for your stomach out of coffee. So this gives you all the same benefits. You know, I know people drink coffee to be regular and to do all these things and the kind of the lift, right? But that this does it too, along with raising serotonin levels. And you're going to love it. Choffy.com. Choffy, Choffy with a Y, .com. Go try this. I'm not joking. I'm in love with this product. It's amazing. Seriously, I don't start my mornings without it. I put collagen in mine because that kind of helps with skin, hair, nails, and joints and everything. Oh, I just love this product so much. Okay. Makes it creamy. I love it. Choffy.com. Put in the code Kate on any of the things I've talked about. So I want to also mention the whole Trump thing too. Before that, there's a big, huge article today about Las Vegas, a family claim something crashed in their backyard about non-human beings. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. Okay, listen. There's going to be a lot more stories about aliens. They're going to be, they said they had big eyes. And that they're 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot, and they can't explain it. They had a big mouth, shiny eyes. You mean like in the movies? They're 100% not human. They're in our backyard. They dropped out of the sky and they just look ridiculously like the movies tells us they look. So I shouldn't laugh. I know there's a lot of people out there that believe in aliens. We're going to get a lot of alien stories, and this is going to be the basis of a lot of the New World Order stuff that happens as far as coming to the rescue with the solution of world government. Are we going to see it? Are we really going to see the truth on this? Please. By the way, in the last 20 years, when we've all had cameras strapped to us and in our back pockets, the incidences of aliens went way down. Did you guys notice that? Way down. The second we all had cameras. It's not like the 1970s sitting on a field, you know. Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25. For the slippers, what a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, Choffy.com. It's that drink. You can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffee now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code Kate. Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffee is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffee.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out. Put in the code Kate. Because you cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I.
Hi there, welcome back. What a sweet song. Live Forever, Billy Joe Shaver. All right, welcome back. I'm going to connect some dots. And this is going to be that, just connecting dots. So let's talk about a few things that probably are going on right now in this segment. And this might be uncomfortable for a lot of people. That's okay. You'll live through it. So it'll just make us think, right? And I could be wrong. I'm always making sure that I say I could be wrong. It's just these things hit me and I've got to connect the dots, and that's why I have a show and this is what we do. And I'm grateful that we can do this because I know you can go get the narrative on every single station in America, every single news format, go get the same story. But I want to connect dots in a different way on the show, what I'm noticing anyway. I also wanted to make sure that you, number one, went to our great sponsors. The Choffee drink I drink is so good. Oh my gosh. And it raises serotonin levels. And I love that every morning. I'm serious. It's like a huge lift. It's so amazing. And I like the Nicaragua product, by the way. That's, to me, that's the best one. But anyway, I like Volta too. There's different kinds of beans. Go to choffee.com. It's chocolate bean that's roasted. It's amazing. And I also just wanted to tell you, go to preparewithkate.com. Please get food storage. You can get camping things too. There's also a link in the sponsor part of my website, katedalyradio.com, for Icy Box, okay? And Icy Box is a self-contained, kind of like an igloo kind of thing, air conditioner. So if you're camping in a tent or just for like preparedness stuff, this is awesome. And there's a link and you follow that link. And I've got an affiliate link on my website to that. Icy Box is, it's an amazing product. I really like this thing. And it is, it gets you really cool. You can also put it in a room if you didn't want to spend air conditioning dollars, like utilities have gone sky high. You can put it in a room if you want. I mean, it's just, it's really a kind of a cool product and it's kind of like a contained air conditioner. It's awesome. And you don't have to, you don't have to ventilate. So it's pretty cool. The links on where the sponsors are, katedalyradio.com. So let's connect some dots, okay? We're going to get more alien stories, that I'm sure of. I don't even know what to say about that. There were a couple things that hit me. Number one, I love a lot of what Tucker says, and I play the things that I really like about what he says because they're truthful on the show. I also realize the people like Tucker and who they are and who, you know, that when you work for the establishment, there are certain things too that you have to drop into the, you know, some of the narratives as well. His narrative this week is aliens. that he's dropping into a lot of the truth he's talking about. And so I will continue to play these guys because I love the parts of the things that they say that are true. But he was in a big, huge thing today about free speech. He's fighting Fox News for free speech. And the first thing when I saw that, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. And the reason why is because there's lots of like headlines like this a lot. You see these kinds of headlines and it's like Fox News alert, breaking news. And they go in to kind of tell you that he's fighting for you. And Twitter last August in 2022 came up with, you know, spaces and new format for new shows. And then all of a sudden you see Elon Musk buying it. Okay. Buying Twitter right around the election time. Everybody's focused on Elon buying Twitter. Now it's going to change. It hasn't really changed that much. It's changed a little. And now they're inviting certain personalities to do their shows from there. And then it was talking about the podcasters now wanting to go to Twitter because the audience is back there and they want to kind of centralize Twitter. Okay. So I'm seeing this and I'm also seeing the TikTok video that went viral where the woman is saying, she can't find a masculine man within the liberal men. She has to go to the conservatives. Sorry for masculinity. Okay. But I think there's the reason they're telling you this story, even though it's silly and probably true. Because a lot of your metrosexuals are on the left, driving the little Prius, little vegan, you know. Anyway, and you got your more masculine guys on the right, okay? That's probably true. It's just there's a reason, and they're pushing us to the right. You guys see it, right? Tucker's fighting for free speech against Fox News. All these headlines sort of line up to me, okay? And they're pushing the climate change narrative right now, right? And let me say this, because there's a lot of people noticing this haze coming from Canada. One thing I want you to notice about the haze itself is that it had to come from Canadian wildfires, not necessarily American ones. That's kind of interesting, right? Think about that for just a moment. It's a whole nother country. The fire is spreading this way. It's coming down into New York and Pennsylvania as far as the ashes and everything else. Stays within its country line, but miraculously, but the fallout, it comes to New York, and they can't stop talking about climate change and keeping it in the news. What I find kind of interesting was this. Somebody was noticing that, and this was a friend of mine, Aman Jabi, was noticing that there was a staggering 60,000 tons of ammonium nitrate mysteriously vanishing from a rail shipment bound for California. And that ammonium nitrate undergoes oxidation upon exposure to sunlight, resulting in an intriguing orange hue, like the orange hue that you saw in Blade Runner and all the movie, and also in New York. Do you ever see those connections? Like, as far as that goes, this sudden, you know, thing they get to talk about is climate change. And really and truly can't really talk about it as climate change, but they're doing it. Has nothing to do with that. Is it perpetrated through scattering aluminum nitrate, the same shipment that was lost that nobody ever found? 60,000 tons. I think it was 30,000 tons. Anyway, doesn't matter. Is that kind of stuff used in planes dropped to then kind of come up with this amazing story of climate change that won't stop being in the news? Okay. So there's that. And then there's all of the Trump news. Now, this is not going to be popular for me to talk about, but that's okay. I think you can handle it. And I think that, don't you want me to just kind of be honest about what I'm thinking? I would imagine you would. I'm not here to shore up a narrative, and I'm not here to have heroes, because I really don't anymore. I don't have any heroes anymore. But I just, wait a minute, before we get there, because I just talked about the fires. Do you know what the big Wall Street Journal article was before I forget to tell you? The big, huge article, cloud seeding makes hot comeback as solution to drought. Wall Street Journal. Cloud seeding makes hot comeback as a solution to drought. Okay. Anyway, get used to those airplanes up there and don't question anything else they're dropping. Now let's talk Trump. So the big headline today, of course, is the Trump indictment unsealed. And I just want to run a couple of things past you. Look, Trump's not a dumb guy. So would you tell people at the White House to bring boxes of documents to your house? No. Because everyone would know that you asked to bring big boxes of documents to your house. If you were Trump, would you store them in the shower that you're not using, the garage, Mar-a-Lago, the family room, a bedroom under the bed? Just think about that for just a moment. Would you do that? Okay. You probably wouldn't, right? So, okay. That seems a little odd. Okay. And they just miraculously knew where everything was and they went in and they say, you know, they've got all these documents on them. Okay. If you, oh, and then they also have the aide saying, wouldn't it be better if we just told the FBI we don't have anything? Okay. And it's 120 boxes. So I bring this to your attention because common sense tells me that none of those things would have happened. And then your argument is, well, could they have been placed there and then the FBI comes in? Maybe. Because he's not that dumb. Okay. He's just not. So the whole story from the get-go doesn't sit right with me. And they've got him in the middle of this big, he's facing 100 years in prison for the very thing everyone else is getting off for scot-free, and he's going to go to prison for this. And he's got a team of lawyers, and so now every day we're going to hear about this. So let's just take a different look at it for just a second. You're the deep state, and let's just even go to the length to say you threatened him. If he went rogue, which he might have went rogue on them because they thought he was going to do the bidding of the deep state, but he went a little rogue. Let's just give him that benefit, okay? And he's still alive, so that tells you maybe they're using him as a pawn in their game. But he's still alive, and he's part of this thing going on where if I was the deep state, the best thing I could do would be to make it look like the guy I want to win and put back in to make people complacent is in the middle of a legal battle that he's eventually going to win. And then he gets a lot more popularity and it looks bad, right? And it looks like they keep talking about the equal justice system, the two-tier system. Now, we all know that's bad. But they're really going to drive that home right now to create martyrs and to create the drama of the theater around the presidency. Take yourself out of the equation of not being a Trump fan, not being a Biden fan, and out of the sides of the tribal parties. Just take yourself out of that for just a second. You're the deep state. The best way to rig a game and play a game would be to conjure up the sides against each other, make martyrs, have people look like they're going to lose because of the two-tier justice system. That's all people are talking about. And then in the end, he wins. And then he goes on to win the presidency. People become complacent. They get their way. They get a lot of stuff going through. And we go back to sleep. Could that be a scenario? Could Trump be part of that? Could he be part of that knowingly? Could he be part of that as the guy who was roped into this scenario and can't get out of it, or they've threatened his family and him? I'm just thinking out loud here because I'm the deep state. I'm not a party person. I'm not in love with a character. I'm not, you know, I don't want to have the characters over for dinner. I just want to see it from the 80th floor. Okay. You've got all these shows now being centralized over at Twitter. You've got more, you don't have the press that is totally annihilating Trump. You actually have them talking about the two-tiered system now. You also have them talking about him going to prison for the rest of his life. Let me put it this way. If he escapes prison, okay, and you and I both know the charges are all trumped up. Forgive the pun. They're all trumped up. There's no real legality to these. He didn't really do anything, okay? So put that aside, because we all know that. I don't have to even say that, right? Okay. But it's kind of like the guy with the horns and the painted face on January 6th getting out of jail when I said he won't do that time. He'll get out, and he did. If that happens and he doesn't do it and he becomes victorious over this, remember this conversation. Remember, we talked about this on the air, okay? Because I think that's how it's plotted out. When Biden slipped and said Trump would be the future president, I don't think it was a, I think it was just a natural slip, I think. Or they wanted it to slip. That's kind of how they play the game too. Nothing is seen, nothing gets said without a reason, without the they want things to go out to the audience for a reason. This is also the reason you're seeing Biden fall. You're seeing all of these things happen. They're continuously now talking about him in the press. They wanted you to see him fall. They want you to see him stutter. They want you to see this. Because why? Because they're pushing us to the right. This is why there was the big article, I can't find a masculine man on the liberal side. Well, no duh, honey. But they want to print that for a reason. They're pushing to the right, and we're not, I don't think we're really realizing it and seeing it. They play all the sides. Whether the person is reluctant, their intention, their heart, that's the question. That's the variable that can't be answered. But if you were to take yourself out of the tribal mentality, stop looking at sides and just look at this from the 80th floor, 100th floor, can you see the game being played out? The creation of martyrs, the creation of heroes, the creation of the illusion of winning? Losing, winning? You are amazingly drawn to the right now. Why? Because they will increase NSA, they will increase war budgets, they will increase the crazy, they'll increase it all. That's why. That's why they're doing it. I'll come right back and finish this up. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. Oh, good old Neil Diamond. Is he still alive? Anyway, him and Barry Manilow, still alive. I'm pretty sure they're still kicking, right? Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Great music from both of them. Anyway, I just want to end with something, kind of like an IQ test. I also wanted to mention MyPillow. You have an opportunity to buy products from a guy. Things are American-made here, and he's amazing because he was trying to expose the election fraud and it really bit him because he was pulled out of stores. But he's passing the savings on to you. You get to use the code word Kate, my name, and you get up to 90% off right now on all the gifts for dad, graduation gifts, wedding gifts. Oh my gosh, so many things. So go to mypillow.com, mystore.com, same people, and tools, automotive, all kinds of things. Why not help this show out? Because that's what the code Kate does, and get something for dad. And kill two birds with one stone. I love that. Okay? It's a twofer. Love it. Look, let's have a little IQ test. The cover of Drudge today. Boxes scattered all over Mar-a-Lago. In a dining room, they show boxes stacked up because, you know, Trump wanted to live with his boxes because he can't afford a place under lock and key, a storage unit with his billions to go keep the boxes in, right? This is so staged, you guys. Okay, you're not going to go live with your boxes and put them in a living room, in a dining room, and sit there with your boxes of documents, okay? Why? Why? It's not going to happen. You're going to hide them, okay, if you have them. Ex-president admits on tape he didn't declassify. Incriminating statements from Iran papers. Top lawyers abruptly, resign. Are you guys believing all of this? You're not, right? If there is a court case on this with the 37 counts in 100 years, it's going to be fake with the fake judge. The CIA comes up with fake districts, fake judges. They're a real judge. They could be a real judge, but they put them into a district that was just developed, or they only have certain cases. Wink, wink. Okay, that's how it works. And then they look like they're in a real courtroom. This is why that lady was able to sue Trump, remember, with no witnesses, no anything, no evidence, nothing. And he didn't even have to show up. Okay. It wasn't criminal rape, but she got all the money anyway. I mean, it was ridiculous. This is why they do it. So I actually really like Trump. I do. I've always liked him. I think he's kind of cool. Okay. And I actually think he's got a good heart because I know lots of things he's done behind the scenes for people and stuff. So I have a lot of personal things that I know about that I would have to say I really like him as a kind of a person, right? But we have to see the game as it's being played out. When Obama came along, it was after the Bush years of war, when we didn't need to go to war, blaming, you know, the guy in the cave. Ridiculous. Wasn't the guy in the cave for 9/11 and all of this crazy where they took the Patriot Act in and they did all this stuff to us. And then they wanted everyone to go, well, let's go moderate. Let's go moderate. Obama. And Obama was even promising to get rid of NSA at the time. And they wanted us to go into the Obama years as more like thinking moderate Republicans. I mean, it was ridiculous. It appealed to the left. First black man, Oprah crying. I mean, the whole theater nonsense. But they do this every term, every 8 years. And they try to move us into this sort of like communal collective thinking. So right now they're playing this out to create more martyr, to create more people on the right. And so the left people go, oh, well, now we can see that this is judged unfairly. And it would be if that's the case, because we all know, right? And we all know we have a justice system that's a crock. But it's being played out to get us to think in a direction. And that's my point. I just hope I've driven that home enough. There's lots of things in the press today that I could point to. But you guys all know that there's not going to be boxes around his house and he's not going to have them under his bed. It's Trump. Okay, so it doesn't make sense, the whole entire story. So whether he's going along with it, whether he's not, whether he's reluctant, whether he's not, whether it's intentional, it doesn't, whatever. No one's going to know the answer to that. You could take a guess, but it's not going to matter because you're not going to know. But the story lacks common sense to the point where you can't believe the whole story now. Okay? So that's what I'm kind of focused on. I don't know intent of heart on anybody, but I do know patterns, and they're playing out a pattern right now, and I just hope we all see it. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here next week. And if anything ever happens, you know, go to my website. Go to my website.